Podcast, presented by the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders, Saratoga Snowmobile Association, and Hamburg Snowmobile Club.
It's December 9th, 2021. It's our first Guide to Your Ride podcast for this snowmobile season, which is sponsored by Water's Edge Inn in Old Forge. We thank them for becoming a big sponsor of the Guide to Your Ride podcast. And we're also bringing in our partner in crime, Chris Rink, president of the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders, live from Panera in Poughkeepsie. Welcome, and soup and the soup and the half baguette, the broccoli cheese soup and the half sandwich, that's my favorite. Please put in an order for me.
Sounds good. It's ordered up. One of my favorites as well. How's it going? Good afternoon, Rich.
Yes, absolutely. And just want to give thanks to our sponsor, Water's Edge Inn. We thank them for being a sponsor of the Guide to Your Ride podcast. And between now and Christmas, there's not going to be a lot of snow. We've made a lot of meat, a lot of hay about this on upstatesnow.com, and we will continue to as we go through this sweltering December heat wave that we're going to be in. But any time of year is a great time of year to visit Old Forge. And Water's Edge Inn has a fall special up through Christmas Eve. So if you decide to do some holiday shopping, you want to go up there, check out Old Forge without the ice on the lakes and without all the snow and without all the snowmobilers flying through town, you can get great discounted rates. Get two nights lakefront for less than $200 a night, and that's not per person, that's all in. Great rates, Old Forge, Water's Edge Inn is the place, watersedgeinn.com. We thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Now, Chris, obviously, we kicked off Guide to Your Ride podcast this week because the Adirondacks are technically open for snowmobiling, and most of Tug Hill is technically open for snowmobiling. Emphasis on technically because you need snow. That's what we don't have. Snowdio weekend is this weekend as well, coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So why don't we go a little bit more into that for folks that may still be heading up to Old Forge and Inlet for the shootout?
Yeah, it's a great weekend to definitely get to upstate New York. If you have a cabin, you know, get up there, get things ready, get this, make sure the sleds are squared away, ready to go. And don't forget about all of the clubs and all the activities that still are going on that are kind of snowmobile-esque. Obviously, they have all the events going around the Old Forge Snowdio weekend. I'm sure they'll still be running their kitty cat races, and the dealerships and the manufacturers will be there. I do know a couple snowmobile clubs will be having some booths at the vendors. But don't forget about those clubs that are still out there working. My snowmobile club is no different than any others. We're taking advantage of kind of this mid-December warmth, and we're going to continue to tackle some projects that are out there. Just this afternoon, spoke to the snowmobile clubs around Lewis County, around the Tug Hill that I touch, that Southern Tug Hill touches, and everybody has something going on this weekend. So if you have some free time and you want to kind of see what it's all about, please come help Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders. We're going to be working out of our groomer barn starting at 9 a.m. The Turn Ridge Riders are doing an annual meeting and operator training at their barn up in Turin. Valley's going to be doing some equipment work all day long on Saturday. Speaking to Lost Trail, those guys are going to continue with some bridge repairs. They've just been wiped out by the catastrophic rains. They're over $15,000 in repairs. So looking for some donations and looking for some help to continue to repair those bridges. And then Osceola also has a meeting, some operator training, and doing some trail work. So plenty of opportunities to get involved, plenty of opportunities to get outside, get some fresh air, and make it a great weekend.
Yeah, especially with temperatures getting up into the 40s and 50s, the last excuse that anyone can make is, oh, it's too cold. There are some work times, especially with Ohio 2 winters ago when Zach and I went up for a bridge repair that they did up on C4, it was zero. it was literally zero, and that was not counting the wind chill. It was like that for hours. We just worked. We got that that bridge rebuilt and repaired. It was an awesome experience. It was an awesome time. There's plenty of opportunities out there, like you mentioned, so please check with your snowmobile club or with other local snowmobile clubs to check out what's going on. And obviously, if you just want to check out what's going on up at Snowdio and with the Shootout, Old Forge, and Inlet, there's plenty going on this weekend and plenty of great rates on lodging, not just Water's Edge Inn, but other properties up there as well. Looking ahead to next week and to the week after, X zero. There's just nothing. We're heading for a wipeout thaw of whatever snow is on the ground right now is pretty much going to be wiped out. We're talking 50s, maybe potentially 60s this weekend. And then a little bit of a reset Sunday and into Monday, but then it just arcs right back up. We could be talking multiple days, 40s, 50s, maybe 50s, 60s, a few downstate locations, maybe pushing 70 degrees. There's probably going to be record highs that are going to be at least threatened, if not broken, between now and up until a couple of days before Christmas. So, as you mentioned, keep in touch with the clubs. Even if we get past this weekend, there's still a lot of work to do. Help the snowmobile clubs. Put in some time. Put in some effort. Throw a couple bucks in the jar. That is the main message that we're going to put out on this Guide to Your Ride podcast, is help your clubs. They need the help more than ever.
That's correct. And just so everyone knows, when they're starting to plan, just when it does start to snow finally, because it's upstate New York and it will snow, as we know, it definitely takes some time of cold. It takes a couple repeated storms to get things into shape. We are record-breaking wet up there in most areas across upstate New York right now, so it's going to take some time. It's going to take a 1 to 2 foot storm and a little bit of time, and then some grooming and some another 1 to 2 foot storm to get things into shape. So just be patient, and we'll get there. And this is no different than last year. For people that remember, don't forget, we didn't have any snow before Christmas last year. We actually didn't have any snow until about December 28th or 29th, and then it came and it never left. So let's cross our fingers and hope that's the case.
Yeah, crossing anything that I can. And just one note from the meteorologist here that's doing this. Just because I put up a snowfall map in a couple of weeks that has some good amounts of snowfall, especially Tug Hill and Adirondacks, which is probably going to get it before anyone else, and will probably be the first place to open before anyone else, and probably be the first place to freeze down before anywhere else, one storm's not going to do it. Even if that storm is a 1 to 2, maybe even 3 foot whopper, especially if it's lake effect, if you just bomb the trails immediately afterwards, there's going to be nothing. It's literally going to get blown. The powder's going to get blown off the trails. 3 to 4 inches of heavy, wet snow that does, maybe a little sleet and freezing rain mixed in, and then transitioning back to lake effect on top of that, to where you have that heavier snow and then that lighter snow on top of that. That establishes a base. We've got to get back to basics. We got to get back to fundamentals. And we have time. We'll talk about this a little bit more next week, what it truly takes to open up the trails and to open them up safely. And I just appreciate your time. I appreciate you being here. Chris Rink, president of the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders, thank you for joining us for this first Guide to Your Ride podcast of 2021-22. No trails are open in the state. No trails will be open in the state for at least the next few weeks. And when they do open, we'll be the first to let you know.
Thanks, Trish. Have a good afternoon.
All right, thanks. And this is the Guide to Your Ride podcast here on UpstateSnow.com, presented by Water's Edge Inn in Old Forge, New York, Hamburg Snowmobile Club, Saratoga Snowmobile Association, and of course, our friends at the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders.
Thanks for listening. For more podcasts and videos, visit UpstateSnow.com.